The following podcast complies with the Section 107 of the Copyright Act of Fair Use. Please do not send hate to anyone that's mentioned on this podcast. Everything that is said here is all my own opinion and should not be alleged as a fact unless the receipts are proven, which they normally are. Please sit back and listen and enjoy the show. Hey y'all, this is some quick tea, real quick. I had to step away from watching freaking Raw right now because it was just like, it was good, but it was kind of good. So far, it was good for a little bit. The women's match could have been a little better, but you know, we're not going to hold it against it. I want to do two quick topics. Three, real quick here, because I'm only going to be on here for like a good 15 minutes. That's all I really want, not even 15 minutes. I just want these little quick bites to be short, sweet, to the point. That's it. If you guys like it, then I'll expand more on it. And I also got some news to mention at the end of it. Okay, first things first. The Raw scene with the title. I really do not want them to merge these two titles, the WWE and the Universal title, reason being. Yes, the roster is short due to WWE's doing. However, merging them titles together is pretty much going to be some shit. Because I can see what people up there like, excuse me. I can see what people, no, I don't got Miss Girls, so don't even look over here about that. What they should do, because this is how I see it. They merged them titles and they put the rosters together. There's going to be a lot of women that are going to be misplaced. And then after they're misplaced, they're going to try to do these whole, let's join these two together and form these makeshift tag teams. No. What they need to do, because I'm really trying to figure out, like, if they bought Evolve's thing, how come they're not trying to get, unless I didn't really keep up with the Evolve thing, so they may be in business, they may not. What WWE really should be doing right now at this point is bringing most of that NXT roster that is ready, scatter them between the two, keep NXT, talk to USA to try to see if y'all can bring, when this deal is up, just putting NXT on the network, on Peacock, because it's really not the disconnect. It's like a huge disconnect. But if you're not going to bring some of those people up, it's really not going to make sense with merging those two titles, because I'm thinking of the women's roster and, like, it's going to be too much. Because I can see people now, oh, no, they're just going to merge the main titles. If they try to do this the cipher of when they first did the brand split and had the two champions, like, the tag team championships, I can't remember. I think they had their separate ones, but it was, like, the men's and the women's. The champion went on both shows. It could kind of work in this era, but then it kind of really couldn't because of what I just stated. It could work if you do it, let's say, hypothetically, how they're doing it, or how it seems like it might try to work. Merging the women's title at one, we already know it's going to be Charlotte, and Charlotte's going to go through that whole entire division, if not her, then Becky, and it's really not going to be interesting. And then with these men, if they merge together, I don't want to see Roman on both shows. I don't want to see Brock on both shows. I like how the rosters are because of the simple fact you get your campiness with Raw. You actually get, like, their version of sports entertainment wrestling on SmackDown. NXT used to be where you can get, like, legit wrestling, not the entertainment. aspect of it, but now it's just like NXT is just Bizarro World, and it's always been Bizarro World in WWE's eyes. I'm sorry for the rant, y'all, but it's just seeing that and then seeing back to how people, because I hadn't mentioned something about it on my podcast yesterday, and it's just got me like discombobulated when I heard Brock up there like, yeah, it's gonna be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, title for title, no unification. Even if they do the title for title, we know Vince is gonna try to unify it, and then this puts him, the main event, what needs to happen, Brock does not need to win Elimination Chamber. Keep it on Bobby. Put it on somebody new. It don't need to be on Brock. Keep that title match between him and Roman strictly for the Universal. That's it. Second topic, the whole Big Swole thing. Because I mentioned it on Twitter. On my personal Twitter. Because my Twitter is more reckless. I can't use it on the one that's attached to this show, mostly because of the fact that my school is attached with it. So, yeah, for the time being. But, you probably can hear the TV in the background, because I have Raw playing right now, only for a little bit. The Big Swole thing, so, short story. She said what she had said yesterday. I was on the spaces she had. Her spaces are funny as shit. I love it. Did not know I was not following Tasha Steelz, and I'm so upset with myself because I loved Fire and Flava. Like, the knockouts were the reason why I was watching Impact, because I really don't care too much for the men. But then that Alexander storyline kind of got me, and then Moose kind of got me too. So it's kind of like I'm pulled in a little bit, because when the Radicals had dispersed and Trey was gone for a moment, I said, all right, there's no reason for me to really watch it at this moment. So then I went back. But anywho, that's the story. So, I was on WrestlingInc.com. They talked about the story this morning. And it was like early this morning or late evening, afternoon-ish yesterday. So, seeing the comments and seeing what these people had said was really disgusting, because to them, they believe, oh, if you put your child in a public forum, then it's all free reign. She never not once mentioned her child's name or showed her child. She just said she had a child. For you to go and be so ignorant, belligerent, and stupid, I know they all fall, all them three fall into the same category, but that's the amount of stupid that you're giving me. For you to be that stupid, to come up with that statement, to try to have it as the reason as to why that dude is justified in his dumb behind tweet about her child. You deserve to be mentally checked your damn self. If you don't know what was going on with it, somebody had mentioned Swole and Xavier's child, saying because of Ronda winning, oh, look, representation or some mess about it, because Swole has said that her child really didn't watch WWE because there was nobody like her until she saw Big E and Bianca. So then it was kind of like, okay, cool. And then with AEW, she had her mom that was like her representation. And, you know, the whole thing was supposed to is her child seeing herself on the television. So for that dude to say what he said, because there's some running gag or running around here about Ronda Rousey being like some percent of black because of her great-great-grandmother. Okay, I'm gonna need for you guys to cut that mess, seriously, with this 1% blood roll, because from my personal experiences from dealing with biracial people, if they look passing, they're gonna pick the side that's passing for them. So if they're biracial but they can pass around the other side and that they look more than their black side, they're going to drop the black side real quick until reality comes and slaps them across the face. But that's with some of them that I've seen. Most of them, you know, they understand both sides. But even still, y'all need to kill that. Same with Demi Lovato. Y'all need to kill that. Mm-mm. It is 2022. Y'all need to cut that whole 1% blood roll or 3%. Just cut it completely. But the dude later on, after he got slung and drugged by both Xavier and Spo, then had the nerve to try to apologize. Spo said she wasn't going to accept his apology. But for those people to be on Wrestling Inc., a website, to make those off-color comments is a little disheartening. It's not a little, it's a whole hell of a lot of disheartening, and it's stupid. Because this isn't the first time I've seen some off-color stuff that's been said on that website. Like, I used to go to NoDQ.com. I still go to them from time to time. But my phone, because of Wrestling Inc., I jumped to that one. I go on NoDQ when I really want to get, like, an unbiased opinion. Because the dude who runs it, we've followed each other for, like, years. Like, when I first really started tweeting wrestling on Twitter. And his profile, like, we tweet each other, we follow each other. I keep up vaguely, but I don't, I suck at interacting with people. Like, I interact, but then it's like, I want to be professional with it because I want this to be my profession since I'm going to school for it. It's a little jarring. Like, you guys can hear the funny, the crazy, outstanding shit that I say out of my mouth because I'm being funny and I'm being characteristic, but different story. So, being on that whole thing on that website, seeing all of that toxicity and the... They've said a lot of racist, ignorant stuff from time to time, but with those people on there, they try to be a little more, how can I say this, creative with their racism. Like, how can you really be creative with your racism, you're asking? Easy. Certain words that you try to say, you try to make it sound to where it's like a broad statement, but it's also a backhanded statement at the same time. We've all been around somebody who made backhanded comments, compliments. So it's like, oh, that's cute, but not on you. Backhanded compliment. Or, bless your heart, that is the ultimate backhanded compliment. I say it from time to time to people my damn self. I can't help it. It's easy. I'm from the South. That's what I like saying. Bless your heart. So, for them to be on there and then reading it, and it's kind of like, the thing with social media, which kind of is upsetting within itself, is that a lot of people like to hide behind AVs and all the other stuff like fake profiles. Understandable. Do what you got to do for yourself. But the moment you step out of character, expect what comes at you. And a lot of them hide behind these fake photos and such because of the simple fact they feel like they can't be touched. And it's like, I tell anybody, I have no problem. If I see that you're in my area, I'm quick. Drop the Addy. I'm not going to argue. But now we're in 2022 and people are so quick to dox people. Like, doxing was a thing back in 2012. Here it is 2022, a whole 10 years, and people are still doxing people. That is stupid within itself. If you know how to dox, you should really use that energy towards something else. Like, how about you try to, you know, pay some bills or do something that's positive in your life? But no, people want to be stupid. And like that website, they really need to clean it up and try to figure out how they're gonna like do a little better, because like once it becomes too much, then they'll block the comments on there, but people will still try to bring it up. And like most of those people to me are like the same ones that are probably complaining about Joe Rogan and Starbucks. I don't get folks, y'all. I do not get folks whatsoever. Third topic and the final topic, because this is going to be short and sweet. Jeff Hardy is vindicated. He was not on drugs. WWE knew better. Had the nerve to try to bring the man back and then give him a Hall of Fame inductee on top of that, because they knew. I guess it clicked him. Oh, he goes to AEW. It's going to be big. No. You gave him all that other stuff because you knew that y'all was wrong. I can understand why y'all probably jumped to wanting to release him and stuff, because you thought, but y'all shouldn't even release it. What y'all should have done was like, we're just going to let him cool off, sit at home for a moment. We're going to wait for these results. And then when the results came, boom. But if I was Jeff and I was still under contract with them and they tried to hit me with that, I'd have been like, okay. And when it comes to that, it's negative. I want out this contract. I don't want no non-compete clause. I just want to be done. But then, too, you bring on your past will always follow you no matter what. That's why I never understood people be like, It's the past. Leave it in the past. You can't leave certain things in the past because it's always going to follow you no matter where you go. Like some of y'all OnlyFans people, y'all posting this stuff now because y'all want that quick residual. But in the end, when you get older and you finally realize that you want to try to delete it, you can't delete it. The past is the past. Remember? But that's all I wanted to say. I was going to try to stretch this for 15 minutes. But then it's like, nah, this was enough. Now, if you excuse me, I am about to ignore wrestling for a little bit. I am about to go soak in this wonderful tub because I got off of work. But that was the first thing that popped up with me. And just, let me just hop on here and talk to these guys real quick. But I love you guys, and I will talk to you later. Peace, deuces, and hair grease.